Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. I have a problem to understand the strategy behind a shark biting a person when the animal has been cornered by accident or on purpose. To be honest, I do not think that such scenarios actually exist the way we think. I mean, the sharks are very cautious in our presence and very vigilant, so could it really happen that it maneuvers itself in such a tight situation? Rather unlikely. Anyway, let's play with the scenario a bit. Remember MacOpe, the mental capacity-oriented animal behavior? Yes, then let's see what the shark may think and why I have a problem with the whole thing. But for the sake of argument, we assume that cornering a shark through a human being is indeed happening. Remember, the shark does not understand what a human being is. Would it come to a bite? The shark must be either under the impression that a bite would give it an advantage over the unfamiliar object, for example, making the object, the person, immobile and so unable to fight back or chase the shark. Or this bite is a defensive bite when getting too close during an escape. Back to the first option of a shark challenging the diver. Could we indeed assume that the shark could think that? If you say yes, then this behavior pattern must be inherited, and sharks must have been cornered by larger sharks throughout their evolution. Otherwise, the behavior of how to react in such a situation could not have been inherited or remembered. But if such a scenario would have happened in the past, sharks would not likely try to mobilize the cornering shark due to its larger size. That the shark who corners another one must be of larger size is due to the fact that any other size-related scenario would not create a cornering. Let me rephrase that. Should two sharks have the same size, they would just battle it out. Should the cornered shark be larger, it would just swim off and not feel cornered at all. So that is why the approaching shark must be larger than the cornered one. But here's the problem. Should a larger shark indeed corner a smaller one, then the chances are that it would successfully approach and kill. And so the probability of the cornered shark to get away would be rather slim. But in order that this scenario and its best reaction for the cornered shark can be remembered, and I mean inherited, sharks of the past must have been able to get away. And it would have been a regular thing, otherwise there would not have been anything to be quote-unquote remembered. But is it really likely that sharks of the past were successful that often when being cornered? It must have, if the scenario played out with the divers following the general direction of a situation where the response of it is inherited. But again, considering that cornered sharks of the past were likely not successful and have been killed, makes an inherited response rather unlikely. This leads to the conclusion that the reaction of a cornered shark through a diver does not follow an inherited reaction, where the diver would be a substitute for another shark. With that in mind, it's not that I would question that sharks could not corner other sharks considering the agility of the hunter, but a diver is too slow to do that, so I think that an assumingly cornered shark is still not an animal that cannot get away anymore. So if a diver is getting closer and starts to affect the sharks in a circle, the animal may just swim up and down to look for exits and takes the first one found. Remember, a shark always tries to get away before it initiates a bite for defensive purposes. With all the above, I believe that every reaction of a seemingly cornered shark by a person is unique, and only because there are a limited number of outcomes do we see similarities. But with all this said, could it not happen that a shark is indeed unable to find an escape route and has to face a diver? That seems to me very unlikely. Granted, we have some incidents with seemingly cornered sharks. But again, what are the odds that a shark maneuvers itself in a position where escape is not an option anymore? I think that is really not happening despite what we hear. So this whole questioning would then just be a theoretical one. I guess so. But let's keep theorizing here. Should indeed a bite occur during a quote-unquote corner situation, I believe it would have happened because the shark supposedly challenges the person. We should keep in mind that a shark who dares to challenge a diver does something very courageous, since it can't rule out that it won't get hurt or even worse, get killed. This, of course, raises the question why a shark would challenge a person. From an evolutionary viewpoint, it makes more sense to stay away for as long as possible and only bite when there is no further option. But could a shark have such a brain capacity to wait and see and then react? Which is some kind of reasoning, right? The possibility may exist that a shark has a response inherited, that once it ends up in a defensive position with overwhelming odds, it waits for a change in a situation and only then decides to go in the offense and takes its chances when further waiting won't likely be successful anymore. But again, that is only then an option when you accept that sharks can reason. So with all the above, I hope you see my problem when dealing with cornered sharks. Quite often, when I mull over responses from a shark side for whatever situation, I try to find different options that would make sense and then weigh every option against each other and look for the most likely one. Some of you may have heard that the simplest answer is most often the most likely one, which is called Occam's razor. And I believe that this also applies to situations like when a shark is cornered. When I first started to look through the shark's eyes at situations, remember the tongue breaker for it is mental capacity oriented animal behavior, I realized that we often do not get it right and we should go back to the drawing board. But most often we do not. That's why we have such weird explanations. Our main problem is that we most often do not see the actual bite and the seconds prior or after it, and I'm convinced that without including a shark's potential brain capacity, we're likely not getting close to the right answer. Before I finish this podcast, I'm sure many of you have been in close contact with sand tigers, which seem to maneuver themselves into tight spots, right? I'm convinced that those sharks just have a very low threshold to let people get close and aren't actually feeling pushed to the wall, but again, you may believe otherwise. Fact is, whenever you get too close to a sand tiger, these animals can accelerate. It's unbelievable. This is sometimes when you really hear a sound, that's how quickly they accelerate, and it's the water pressure, of course, you hear. Anyway, if you are now intrigued by the cornered shark puzzle, and have a new idea what goes on here or what could go on, and what people think they cornered the shark, then please send me a note through Let's Talk Shark. I would be very interested in. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment. And remember, it is a privilege to be among them.